What is this project?
This project is an international project which lasts for 2 years, and two schools are taking part of this project, Ivalo Upper Secondary School and IMS Regina Margherita from Palermo, Italy, are taking part in this project. And one teacher and principal from Ivalo and one teacher from Palermo have been developing the project.
Why are these two exact schools selected in the project?
The schools have a long history of cooperation, and the cooperation has always gone well, and the teachers have become good friends, and both schools gain mutual benefit. One represents the Mediterranean area and the other Northern Europe, and we also have two different kinds of school. We have a really small school here in Ivalo and a really big one in Palermo, and we get a chance to get acquainted with different cultures and school systems. And there were supposed to be multiple schools, but they either opt out or refuse to take part.
And how is the project proceeding?
This project includes 4 project meetings. 2 of them will take place this school year and the other 2 the next school year. At the moment, it is likely that 2 of the meetings are here in Ivalo and the other 2 in Palermo. Here in Ivalo, we who are taking part in this project meet few times a month. And in those meetings, we are planning, for example, how we can contribute to the project meetings and what are we going to tell about this project here in Ivalo. And for example, we have planned this radio program.
Where and when is the first meeting?
The first meeting is in Palermo from November 6 to 12. 4 students are going there with 2 teachers, and the students will stay in local families. They will get familiar with the ordinary life in the Sicilian city and school.
What is the purpose of this project?
The purpose of this project is to bring together a current topic, which is migration in Europe, and a modern tool such as this web radio broadcast. The aim of the course is to get students to understand the history of Europeans as a migratory population, the causes and consequences of modern migration, and the situation of the refugees, and how this all affects our lives in different parts of Europe.
In addition, they will learn how to communicate their ideas via online radio broadcasts, how to research and make interviews. Our group work skills, English skills and IT skills will improve. Students will get a broader view of life in Europe when attending project meetings, a deeper insight in school systems in different countries, a better understanding of the situation of refugees and migrants, and receive know-how in digital radio work.
Where does the funding of this project come from?
Well, first the teachers plan the content of the project, and then they seek funding from Erasmus Plus program, which is funded by the European Union.
Why did you students decide to take part in this project?
It sounded fun, and my friends were coming in this project, and it's really fun to get know other cultures and go to Italy.
My friends encouraged me to take part in this project, and I'm interested in different cultures and international.
It sounded interesting, so I wanted to try it.
It's always rewarding to get to know new cultures, and it is fun to meet new people who has different thoughts than us.
Well, this project sounded interesting, and I've never been involved in anything like this before.
I haven't done anything international before, so I decided to try it.
I've been in this before, and I know it's a really fun experience, and I like to meet new people and see different kinds of cultures and places.
I decided to take part in this project because I've always been really interested in different cultures and getting to meet new people.
I thought it would be fun to get involved in project like this. What do you anticipate of the first project meeting?
I look forward to meet the people there in Italy, and it's fun to live in the families for a week.
Meeting new people and getting new experiences, and also getting to know local culture.
I anticipate new experiences and new people and fun moments.
I accept to get to know the school system and the local life and also the migrations there.
It's good to go back there. I've been there 2 times before, and the teachers have become my friends. I also love to eat Italian food, and I expect we are going to visit a Palestinian restaurant as well, and then see the places where these refugees actually come in Sicily.
Well, I expect to meet new people and become possibly friends with the new teachers and see how they teach about migration and how they teach in their schools.